Good morning. Another warm and somewhat muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England. A lot of places once again staying in the 60s overnight and now early this morning, with some places across the higher terrain dipping back into the 50s, so a bit more comfortable. It's a little bit muggy and it'll be humid again this afternoon. As the sun comes up, we'll have plenty of it throughout the morning. And as the sun mixes with clouds, afternoon highs will make it into the middle and upper 80s. Just like yesterday, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms will fire off during the day, but most of us will stay dry. Those thunderstorms could produce some heavier downpours for a few locations. That activity will diminish after dark tonight, and skies will be partly cloudy. It'll be warm and muggy again, with areas of fog developing overnight and temperatures back into the 60s. Tomorrow, just like today, warm and humid with a mix of sun and clouds, but with a little more energy in the air, a slightly better chance that more of us will see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms as highs make it back into the mid-80s. The next cold front is slowly working its way through the Midwest now. It'll be in the Great Lakes tomorrow and arrive in western New York late in the day on Friday. Out ahead of it, combined with some jet stream energy, we'll have an even better chance at showers and thunderstorms on Friday afternoon and into Friday night. Some of those storms could be on the stronger side thanks to the jet stream energy, but temperatures will still manage to get into the middle 80s. Right now, it looks like the front will start to slow down come the weekend. As a result, we'll have to keep a shower or thunderstorm threat in the forecast for Saturday as highs reach to about 80, but as the front clears through, we'll have drier weather on Sunday and lower humidity with a mix of sun and clouds back into the mid-70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the central and western parts of Nebraska, far southern South Dakota, and far northeastern Colorado. Scattered thunderstorms will pose a threat for hail, damaging wind gusts, and perhaps a tornado or two, as upper-level energy interacts with the warm, unstable environment on the high plains. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center has issued its last advisory on Emily, which has now become post-tropical, and is located a couple hundred miles east of the southeast U.S. coast and moving away. And a major heat wave will be making headlines throughout the end of the week for much of the Intermountain West, extending into the Pacific Northwest. An impressive upper-level ridge situated over the Pacific Northwest coast will result in many locations setting record highs and some sites coming close to all-time record highs. Triple-digit temperatures will be common from Washington State to California away from the coast, and excessive heat warnings are in effect for these areas. At Mount Washington this morning, 55 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 50 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light rain and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, patchy fog and 65 degrees, the dew point 62, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.06 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid-80s. Boston, partly sunny, a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 87 degrees, the low 62. The average temperature, 75, that's 3 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still zero for the month, which is 0.13 inches below normal, and 28.04 inches for the year, which is 5.22 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61, the record high, 97, set in 1975, and the record low, 45, in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 5:48 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:14 p.m., 14 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, humid today, a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible, with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and humid today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid to upper 80s. partly cloudy and muggy tonight in the middle and upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and humid today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight in the lower to mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, humid today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, and highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and humid today with highs in the mid-80s and a scattered thunderstorm possible. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid, with increasing chances of showers and thunderstorms toward the end of the week in the mid-80s. Still the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm Saturday, otherwise partly sunny near 80. A mix of sun and clouds, more pleasant, lower humidity Sunday, mid-70s, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms again on Monday and Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.